We would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Preborn. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, it's a divine connection, and the majority of the time, she will choose life. But she can't do it without our help. Preborn needs us, the pro-life community, to come alongside her. One ultrasound is just $28, and to donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby, or visit preborn.com/AFR.
Jenna Ellis in the Morning on American Family Radio.
I love talking about the things of God because of truth and the biblical worldview.
The U.S. Constitution obligates our government to preserve and protect the rights that our founders recognize come from God, our Creator, not our government. I believe that Scripture in the Bible is very clear that God is the one that raised up each of you, and God has allowed us to be brought here to this specific moment in time.
Now, here's guest host, Alex McFarland.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. The first show of August, and we welcome you to the American Family Radio Network this morning. I'm very honored to be sitting in for Jenna Ellis. I'm going to begin with a quote from Thomas Jefferson, and it's as much a warning as it is a quote. Jefferson wrote, quote, "The natural progress of things is for liberty to yield and government to gain ground." The natural progress of things. But we have recourse. We have the ability to impede that natural progress of yielding up liberty for government intrusion and control, and it's called voting. And I would say if you're a Christian citizen, we also have the double advantage of prayer and influencing others. And as Washington said when he was first inaugurated, our first president, who is, I think, my favorite president, and there are a lot of great presidents, but Washington said, quote, "The sacred fire of liberty has been entrusted to the American people." And so this awareness that liberty and freedom is entrusted to us. Oh my goodness, what a sacred privilege to cherish it, be grateful for it, to pray for our country, to vote when we have opportunity to vote, which is frequently, and to influence others, especially our children. Now, I'm going to come back and talk a little bit about the examinations last week of Anthony Fauci. I'm sure you saw part of that. And by the way, Josh Hawley of Missouri is just a hero to me. And I'll mention that. But I greet you from the mountains of Western North Carolina. That's why I'm hoping and praying that our bandwidth is good. I am deep, deep in the mountains of Western North Carolina. We're at our 7th of 8 summer youth camps. And I value everyone's prayers. We've got teenagers here. We've been doing youth camps since the last week of May, first week of June. And it's been going great. I know many people kind of keep up with what we do with youth over the summer. And we've had hundreds of kids pray to accept Christ as their Savior. You know, it's a precious thing for those of us that are kind of in the trenches of you know, not only the battle of worldviews, biblical worldview versus the secular, the woke worldviews, so many things that remind us daily that we are in a spiritual battle. And those of us that are kind of into it, and there's not only the spiritual battles, but really the cultural, the battles going on for the soul of our nation, maybe we get kind of jaded and we just forget that there are a lot of people that are not yet clued in, not just to the battles, but I mean the gospel itself. I was in Florida week before last, and we had just a fantastic group. We did a camp in Florida, and we had not done that before in all these years. And I don't know, had several dozen kids pray to accept Christ. And just when the light bulb comes on, and watching, say, a 14 or 15-year-old for the first time understand that they are a soul. We often say we have a soul, but we really are a soul. And that soul is loved by Jesus. And Christ Jesus died on the cross, rose again. And even though we sin and we know we do wrong sometimes, and we have this thing that kind of follows us our whole life, our cognizance of our sin and guilt. But Christ will forgive our sin. And in fact, that's the whole purpose of life, is that we can know God, our Creator. When you see the light bulb come on, and that not only does God love me, but I need God, I'm accountable to God, but I can pray and He'll forgive me. And then He's given me this miraculous book called the Bible, God's perfect holy word, and here's the evidence for it. It never ceases to stir me and to move my heart when I see people of any age, but especially young people, realize that they need the Lord, they can call out and experience salvation. And then here's the beautiful kind of realization that life has a purpose. And it's not just about watching videos or listening to, beats and, computer-generated music in my earphones. It's not just about obsessing over what clique I'm in or what group I'm excluded from. No, I can have a relationship with God. My life has a purpose. God put me here for something and to make a difference. And one of the things we do at our camps, and, I've been at this long enough now, We know young people that they sat in our camps 10, 15 years ago, and they came to our conferences, and they read our books and watched our videos, and now they're pastors, youth pastors, attorneys, business people, educators, some in medicine. We give God the glory, but all of us, everybody listening, as a Christian, but in America, we've got this double blessing. We're not only a Christian, we're a citizen. We are salt and light. I mean, my goodness, in America, you have more opportunity to be salt and light in your neighborhood, your community, in our country. We can be salt and light like few other places at maybe no other time in history like we have the opportunity in America. And so that's why it's such a blessing to try to steward this wonderful context that we have, this amazing creation of God for the contributions to the Great Commission, the United States of America, a free, safe, prosperous, godly America. And the stewardship of this is all of our assignments. It really is. That's why Benjamin Franklin, one of my favorite quotes is where Benjamin Franklin, incidentally led to Christ by the British Presbyterian evangelist George Whitefield, but Benjamin Franklin would say, everybody loves the fruits of freedom, few are willing to tend the tree that bears the fruits. The tending of the tree that bears the fruits of freedom. It's all of our jobs, folks, to be informed, to influence others, to vote, and yes, pastors, to from the pulpit talk about the spiritual state of our nation, the obligation to vote. Later on in the program, we're going to have our longtime friend and colleague, Tim Todd, the Truth for Youth Bibles, which we give out at our camps. I'm here in Brevard, North Carolina, Western North Carolina, and we've got Truth for Youth Bibles to give to the kids here at this camp, as we do at all of them, and we're going to have Tim Todd on the program. Also, I can take calls and questions. The number is going to be 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. But momentarily, in this first segment, I want to talk about the hearings of Dr. Anthony Fauci last week. Did you see those? Pretty interesting stuff. And again, Fauci, you may have seen it, and lest you forget, remember all of the lockdowns, the COVID, the social distancing, the 6 feet distancing, which was later admitted to be absolutely arbitrary. No rhyme, no reason, no scientific justification for it. Do you remember all those round, the big blue circles on the floor, 6 feet distance? And I can remember being in a store, I'm thinking one interaction especially, where the person in front of me just turned around and just tore into me because I was not 6 feet away. Maybe I was 5 feet away. Well, Fauci, who he wasn't the only one, but I mean, he was the absolute figurehead of the draconian lockdowns. And those of us that are Americans and those of us that love the U.S. Constitution, you know, not to be a contrarian or anything like that, but, you know, the COVID pandemic lockdowns never passed the sniff test with me. I felt like it was contrived, which it very much was. And so Fauci last week, you may have seen Rand Paul was questioning him and Josh Hawley and others. 111 times Fauci would say, under the advice of counsel, I exercise my rights under the Fifth Amendment and refuse to answer. Even they ask him, just because when it became clear Fauci would not answer any questions about the restrictions he imposed during COVID, he would not answer any questions about that. He wouldn't even answer a question like, what color is the carpet? What color is your tie? And it was fascinating to watch because, remember, okay, the government, under Fauci's direction, issued multiple emergency orders. And there were guidance regulations affecting businesses, schools, hospitals, airlines, every facet of American life, and yes, churches. You know, I think about John MacArthur, the late, great John MacArthur, who accrued millions and millions of dollars of fines for exercising his First Amendment right to assembly and free expression. In other words, they had church and freedom of religious expression. And, you know, the legal question that will be wrangled over for decades, literally, should the Lord tarry, to what degree does the government have the right to subordinate and suspend your inalienable, and I thought that meant can't legitimately be taken away, but during COVID, your rights were definitely taken away, suspended, subordinated. The question, to what degree does the government have the right to subordinate your constitutional rights in a state of emergency? And by the way, who gets to declare what is an emergency? Now, OSHA implemented large-scale employer vaccine and COVID test requirements. We've talked with countless numbers of people that lost their jobs, and those vaccine requirements that employers imposed on their staff, and many of whom they had no recourse. It was either get the jab or lose the job, and many people lost their jobs. And the Center for Disease Control, imposed, eviction moratoria. I mean, people that weren't paying their rent, and this caused people to go out of business. It really did. And we're still crawling out from under the wreckage imposed by the policies during COVID. Okay, Fauci was the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases up until 22, and he was the federal government's most prominent health advisor during COVID-19, and so Congress has the authority to investigate policies and positions. What's so interesting is that as Fauci's diaries have come under scrutiny, there is this inordinately prominent obsession with his own fame during COVID. There are all these entries in his diary where he said that he was more famous than Trump. And he said, I'm taking the spotlight away from Trump. And Fauci said, he theorized that maybe he was, quote, the most famous man on the planet during COVID. Doesn't sound very scientific, does it? But We're going to come back and talk with Dr. Tim Todd about the Truth For Youth Bibles. We're in a fight for the soul of our country, folks. And conscripted into that battle to stand for truth are you and I. The American Family Radio Network, the Jen Ellis Show, Alex McFarland, honored to be sitting in. Stay tuned, a brief break, and more on Jenna Ellis in the Morning. Don't go away.
It's been 4 years since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, but tragically, abortions have continued to rise. Today, the abortion pill accounts for more than 60% of all abortions, and last year alone, over 1.1 million babies lost their lives. That's why the work of Preborn Network Clinics is more urgent than ever. Every day, mothers facing unplanned pregnancies walk through Preborn's doors searching for hope. Instead of pressure and fear, they're met with love. Through a free ultrasound, mothers meet their baby for the very first time.
It was like the beginning of my healing journey. They do an ultrasound, and that's when everything changed. Because when I saw my baby, and when I heard her heartbeat, that was it.
Just $28 sponsors one ultrasound. $140 helps rescue five babies. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
Welcome back to Jenna Ellis in the Morning on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to the program, and good morning, everybody. Alex McFarland here, very honored to be sitting in for Jenna Ellis. And if you recognize me, it might be from a show called Exploring the Word, now in its 16th year. Bert Harper and I, every day, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Central, 4 to 5 Eastern, and in the time zone of your choice on Exploring the Word, we study God's Word. And so we invite you to tune in to Exploring the Word. But I also have the great privilege of guest hosting some of the other shows. And this past week, I had the honor. I was at The Cove, the Billy Graham Training Center, and we had people there from, oh golly, I don't know, 35 states, I suppose. And a lot of people, well, for one thing, they expressed such great appreciation for the American Family Radio Network. I want to say a big thank you to Will Graham. He's the executive director of The Cove. Will Graham is the son of Franklin Graham and a great evangelist in his own right. And we were there at The Cove along with a dear friend named Dr. Gary Habermas, who is the world expert on the evidence for Christ's resurrection. What we were doing, we were going over apologetics and the evidence for the Bible, defending the Christian faith, which is a big part of our youth camps, and we'll come back to that. But all these people, they just came and over expressed how American Family Radio had changed their life. We give God the glory for that. Several people, and this is exciting, folks, younger people, I'm 21, 23, 24 years old, they say they found American Family Radio, and they listen every day, and it's helping them grow in their walk with the Lord, their ability to be culturally engaged and be salt and light in this battle for truth. And so we give God the glory for that, and I just want to say thanks to all the people that listen, well, to all of AFA, but to Exploring the Word as well. It's our joy. We are passionately committed to Christ and the Great Commission, and yes, to saving our nation. You know, in the first segment, I was talking about Fauci being grilled. James Madison, by the way, wrote in the Federalist Papers, Federalist number 51, ambition must be made to counteract ambition. And there have been many precedents. And by the way, there were court decisions in 1927 and 1957. One, a court decision, 1927, McGrane versus Doherty, quote, "The power of inquiry with the process to enforce it is an essential and appropriate auxiliary to the legislative function." That's why Rand Paul and Josh Hawley and others were grilling Fauci, because let's not forget, I mean, you know, I was interim pastor at a church that ultimately split because I wanted to preach every Sunday. And I said, look, I'll come and preach every Sunday, even if there's not a soul in the building but me. And the deacons and elders were very split over it. And they said, no, we've got to close down. Remember the fear, and just the paralyzing fear that brought America to a halt, except things like department stores and liquor stores. They were essential functioning stores, but churches weren't allowed to operate, and schools. It was crazy. So I'm glad Congress is, it's not a trial, it's not a legal trial, but Congress has the sanctioning and the right to investigate. And I feel good that there are those in Washington, like Josh Hawley, that are doing what they do because they are working valiantly, I would say, to protect the constitutional rights that every generation must take up the banner to preserve and defend. We can't ever think that the battle for liberty is finished once and for all. And one of the ways that each of us, I'll say this, I'm going to segue to our dear friend Tim Todd, one of the ways that you and I participate in the preservation of liberty is by voting. And this November, we all have an opportunity to do that. Well, listen, I mentioned I was in Florida week before last, and there to meet me was a case of Truth for Youth Bibles, actually two cases. And we've got them at our camp this week in Brevard, North Carolina, too. Now, the man behind the Truth for Youth Bible is a friend and a colleague, Tim Todd of Revival Fires Ministries. And while I'm on the road, I believe he is in the studios at AFA in Tupelo. Brother Tim Todd, are you there?
Yes, Alex, I am, and it's so good to be with you this morning. I am in the studio.
Good for you, brother. Thanks for making some time. I know you've got a very busy day, and I got you up kind of early here, but thanks for being with us, Tim. For those that may be unaware, give us an update about the work you do and Revival Fires Ministries.
I appreciate that, Alex. Yes, I've been on the evangelistic field now, Alex, for a little over 39 years. And we are seeing just a lot of people, masses of people, give their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And this ministry is all about getting the Word of God into the hands of people that don't have Bibles and bringing a harvest of souls into the kingdom of God.
Amen. Well, amen, brother. I'm with you. I'm with you on that. And, I've told you the story several times. I first became aware of you through AFA and the Truth for Youth Bibles, which I'm going to let you describe what that is. But week before last, when I was at our Florida camp, watching these kids, many of them are, inner city kids, and, they're not all that inclined to reading, although we encourage youth and everybody that makes a salvation decision to get into the Bible and read God's Word. But the Truth for Youth Bibles are especially appealing for young people, and I've seen it for summer after summer. We use these in our camps, and we've got them this week in Western North Carolina. But for those that may not know, tell us about the Truth for Youth Bibles and how kids, man, they eagerly get these and they just can't put it down.
Yes, the Lord spoke to my heart, Alex, about just the condition of what is happening among the young people in America's public schools and across the board, not just in public school. And we've allowed the devil just to wreak havoc among our young people. And I was listening to some of the quotes that you were sharing just a few minutes ago. And, in 1962 and 1963, we kicked God out of our schools with two court cases that came before the Supreme Court, Abington versus Shemp and Engel versus Vitale. And of course, the Bible was removed from school. On this statement, the Supreme Court said that there is a danger that if the Bible is read without explanation, it could cause psychological harm. And when the Word of God was removed from school, America, 97% of our nation believed in God, only 3% didn't, and we allowed the devil to take God out of our schools, and as a result of it, the devil has moved in. God's people, I should say, allowed the Word of God to be removed from school. The devil has been wreaking havoc, and so God spoke to my heart about designing this special Bible that consists of the entire New Testament, along with powerful comic stories, graphic novels that deal with the truth in the front section, that deal with the truth about issues of moral concern. And we give the Bibles to every teenager that will commit to give it to their friends in school. I like to call it legally smuggling Bibles into America's public schools, because it is legal for them to give Bibles away in school.
Amen. That's important. That's a huge statement there. Elaborate, if you would. It is legal for God's Word, the Bible, to be distributed in American public schools. Elaborate, please.
Yes, Alex, my dear friend Matt Staver, that is the president of Liberty Council, and I'm sure you know him.
But sure.
He put together the Students' Legal Rights on Public School Campus, and we have them on the back cover of the Truth Youth Bible, and I'm holding it up to the camera right now. I put number 4 in bold because it says that our young people legally have the right to give Bibles away on campus during non-instructional time. So the way the law is interpreted, it may not be legal I believe it is, but the way the law is interpreted, they say that I can't give Bibles away in school, but young people can give Bibles away to their friends in school. And so that is why for the past 25 years, this makes 26, with the annual National Truth Youth Bible Week on American Family Radio, we love to get these Bibles into the hands of the young people at the beginning of the school year, free of charge. All they have to do is go to tfy.org and tfy.org, and they will get a Bible, a Truth for Youth Bible, free of charge, one Bible per teenager, per household, ages 13 to 18 years old, if they commit to give the Bible to a friend in school that doesn't know the Lord.
Amen. Amen. So what are the dates this year for the Truth for Youth Bible Week that we do with the American Family Association, American Family Radio Network, and Revival Fires International? What are the dates for Truth for Youth this year?
This year, the dates are August 3, which is today, through 7. August 3 through 7. And our goal is, Alex, to give 65,000 Truth for Youth Bibles away this week.
Amen. Amen. Well, folks, you can participate in that. And I want to encourage people to go to AFR.net, as in American Family Radio, AFR.net, and just Google it, Truth for Youth Bible. Let me just say this, and I've been involved in a lot of printing projects over the years, and the quality is top tier. The printing, the binding, and then the content, of course. There is the New Testament, but then there's what we call a graphic novel. Now, you might call it a comic book, but trust me, folks, kids are into these graphic novels. And what Tim Todd has done here has put God's Word and the gospel story, plus much, much other relevant content, in a graphic novel package. And as we pass them out, and I've been using these for many summers at our summer biblical worldview camps, I mean, all you got to do is hand it to a teenager, and they're off and running. Tim, I've got to ask you, how'd you come about getting the graphic novel part done? And it's equivalent to anything that you would buy in stores. It is so high quality. How do you do that?
You know, what we did is I partnered with the person that created Jughead on Archie Comics years and years ago. He left Archie Comics because they started doing Sabrina the Witch, and he was a Christian. And so Nate Butler, who is now retired, but he's got me connected with his team as well, came up with the comic stories, the graphic novels. And of course, there is such a process to this, Alex, and it's worth every penny of doing it. But you know, you have to come up with the story, the pencil art, the ink art, the coloring, the word balloons, and everything else. And as you said, it is just top shelf quality.
It is. You know, being an evangelist and being in the gospel ministry, I bet you never thought you'd be one day creating cartoon content for the gospel, did you?
No, I didn't. In fact, when we started all of this, on the very front end of this, I knew what God had spoken to my heart, and I had never done anything like this. So I reached out, of all people, you'll remember this name, Jack Chick. From Chick Publications. And I'll tell you what happened with that, Alex. Jack told me that the Lord spoke to his heart way back about doing exactly what we're doing with regard to combining the comic stories in the front section of a New Testament, and he never did it. And so on the front end of this, he gave me permission to use his comic stories until I was able to start developing my own. And so that's just a kind of a sidebar there. But we distributed probably 200,000 of those with the Chick publication and, you know, with the comic stories that he had. But then we started developing our own. And the Lord has just blessed these efforts with regard to getting just really sharp looking, full color, powerful graphic novels into the hands of young people. The stories are short because there's a short attention span for anybody for that matter, but young people as well. So the stories, they get right to the point, but they're very interesting. They're about 6 pages long. The one on drugs and drunkenness and peer pressure, that's actually my testimony, and it's a 12-page story. And but we've got, you know, we deal with the truth about hard-hitting issues, sexual purity, pornography, evolution, abortion. We deal with the truth about cutting and sexting, bullying, suicide. We deal with the truth about things like honor and pluralism. One way to get to heaven, not a lot of different ways. One way to get to heaven. We do it with the love of God, and we do it with the truth of God's word. And the plan of salvation is in each story, so the young people find out how to give their life to Jesus. We've received 30,000 decision cards from young people that have been saved that we know of, Alex, and we're thankful for that.
Praise God. Well, our guest, Tim Todd, hey, if you've got a question about reaching young people, evangelizing and discipling teens, that's what we've been about for a lot of years. You can call in the next segment. You mentioned the Chick tracks, Tim. You know, I was reading an article about a year ago about things God has used, Billy Graham's Peace with God. Jack Chick did a track called This Was Your Life, and it was one of the most significant printed gospel pieces in the 20th century. We've got a break. We're going to come back more on Jenna Ellis in the Morning. Alex McFarland here with our special guest, Tim Todd. Don't go away. We're back after this brief break.
Welcome back to Jenna Ellis in the Morning on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to the program. Alex McFarland here, and very honored to be sitting in for Jenna Ellis. And our guest, Tim Todd, Truth for Youth Bible Week begins today with the American Family Association. And, you know, AFR deals so much with culture and politics, and rightly so. But really, and I happen to know from... it's my great honor to be on the board with Tim Wildman. The heart of this ministry really is evangelism and bringing people into a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's a great honor to be a part of a ministry that not only evangelizes the lost, but equips the saved. And the Truth for Youth Bibles are a big part of that. And by the way, you can go to the website, afr.net, and participate in putting God's Word in the hands of young people. And the Truth for Youth Bibles, I know this firsthand, this is not secondhand. We've been giving out the Truth for Youth Bibles for now 5 years plus. Kids love it. It's also in Spanish. Fantastic. You've got the New Testament, the Gospels, but you've got these graphic novels that, trust me, the kids, they just can't put it down. And with us to talk about this is Tim Todd. Tim, I got to ask you this. How did God give you such a heart for evangelizing young people?
You know, whenever I was in Russia in 1991 with my dad, Cecil Todd, who's now in heaven, we were given permission to give Bibles to the young people of Russia as textbooks in the public schools of Russia. And they asked us in the education building, the Minister of Education, what kind of a Bible project do you have for the public schools of America? And we had to hang our head low, and I told him, Russia put God in school, but America kicked God out. Now, of course, a lot has changed in Russia now since then, but I came back to America with a burden on my heart, Alex, to reach the young people in America's schools. And because of the tragic plight of what has happened among our young people that are in the schools of America. And I made up my mind that if the young people in the public schools of Russia can have Bibles, that the young people in America's public schools should have the same right too. So we started the process. I delivered a million signatures to then Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich in 1995. And then after that, when they were voting on the Religious Freedoms Act, and then there shortly after, the Holy Spirit laid on my heart to design the Truth for Youth Bible to reach young people right where they're at. And of course, we put the Bibles into the hands of Christian young people to make soul winners out of them, to take Amen. The Bibles to school and give them to their friends in school that don't know Jesus. And then we're able to get the Word of God in school by doing that. And most importantly, the young people that end up with the Truth for Youth Bible are giving their life to Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. So soul winners for the Christian teenagers, salvation for the young people that end up with the Bibles, and then legally getting the Word of God back in school.
Amen. Hey, by the way, folks, if you've got a question for Evangelist Tim Todd or myself about evangelizing and discipling young people in the 21st century, you can call us. It's 888-589-8840. We do have time for a phone call or two if you want to join in, 888-589-8840. Tim, I am so glad you're using the term, and we don't hear this term enough anymore, soul winning.
Yes.
And I got to tell you something, and those of you that have heard me on the road, you might have heard me tell this story, but I had been saved about 2 weeks. I was 21 years old, brand new Christian, and I was going into church on a Sunday night. Remember when we had Sunday night church?
Yes.
Folks? Sunday night and Wednesday night, we
yes.
need that.
Yes.
A dear old saint of God, Buford Smith, he's in heaven now. He was a retired Baptist preacher. He looked at me, he said, "Young man, will there be anybody in heaven because of you?"
That's good.
And I kind of stammered and I said, anybody in heaven, it's because of Jesus. He looked at me, he was really tall. He looked down at me, he said, "Do something with your life so somebody will be in heaven because of you." And do you know, Tim, and that's been 40 years ago, but Buford Smith's challenge, "Will there be anybody in heaven because of you?" That drives me to this day. And folks, when we talk about soul winning and being a witness, and whether it's verbally sharing the gospel or putting good literature in the hands of somebody, giving a Truth for Youth Bible to a teen, I want to challenge everybody listening that give yourself to God to be used for the gospel. This is our assignment, by the way.
Yes.
That at least one soul is going to get evangelized because of you. Brother Tim Todd, is it not every Christian's assignment? To be a witness for the gospel.
Yes, it is. He said in his word, he said, occupy till I come. And of course, you know this, Alex, that's a military term, best understood by those who have served in the armed forces. But it means to be in charge, to be in command, to have dominion over. And God wants we as Christians to occupy. We are to go into all of the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, obviously, I can't do that by myself. Alex can't do that by himself. God has a plan, a purpose, a destiny, an assignment, a calling for everybody to plant seed into soil. And God, others come along and water it. Others come along and God gives the increase. So it's up to us to plant the seed of the gospel of Jesus Christ into the hearts and the lives of everybody we have an opportunity to come in contact with. And if we will just make ourselves available and say, God, if you will bring somebody to me today or bring me to somebody today, I will, and you will open up that door, then I will share the gospel with that person. The Bible says some seed fell in good soil, Luke chapter 8, verse 8, and produced a hundredfold harvest in return. Verse 11 says the seed is the word of God. And that's why I like what God is, that's why I love what God is doing with the Truth for Youth Bible, because it's the seed of God's word. Young people are becoming soul winners by just handing a young person a Truth for Youth Bible. The plan of salvation is in each one of the stories, and then they find out how to give their life to Jesus Christ. And so as we, everybody does what they're supposed to do, we can reach our nation and reach our world with Jesus Christ before the Lord returns.
Amen. You know, I want to talk about how you can participate. You can donate now and provide Truth for Youth Bibles to be distributed in America's public schools. It's a fantastic Bible. Tim, you'll appreciate this. When I was at one of my camps, it was in Montana. Montana, we had given away several cases last year, and some of the kids this year had their Truth for Youth Bible, and they were just dog-eared. They were just flopping apart because they'd been reading them all year long.
Awesome.
And that's good. You know, the old saying, folks, if somebody's Bible is falling apart, chances are their life isn't.
That's true.
But, AFR.net, look at this. And what are some of the ways that people can give, Tim, and in doing so, they're putting God's word in the hands of America's teenagers?
Yes, Alex, they can go to tfy.org, tfy.org, and at the website, they can get one Bible per teenager, per household, free of charge for all of the teenagers in their home. But there's also a place right there that they can give to the ministry to help us get the gospel of Jesus Christ into the hands of young people all across America. Through this project, we've given away way over a million Truth to Youth Bibles. And so if people want to help us with what God is doing, say, hey, I'd like to give a special gift to help you get the Word of God into the public schools, get the Word of God into the hands of young people that will give them away, they can go to our website, tfy.org. And thank you so much for asking.
Well, I want to ask this. You know, time fleets away. By the way, I want to thank Jenna Ellis for letting me sit in this morning on her program. Bert Harper and I will be live today, 3 to 4 Central Time, on Exploring the Word. But, Tim, here's the question, and everybody listening, because there might be somebody driving in the car right now or listening, and you know about God, but you don't know God, or you're not sure. And here's the question, folks. If you were to die, are you ready to meet the Lord? If God said, why should I let you into heaven? What would you say? Would you say, well, I've tried to be a good person, or I was confirmed years ago, something like that? The gospel is how Jesus Christ gave his life for you and me. And Tim, I want you to explain to people how they can, with absolute assurance, know that they're ready for eternity, ready to meet God. How can, biblically, Tim, how can people know that they're saved?
Yes, the Word of God says in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. Only Jesus can save anybody. Here's how you can know and put your faith in him. First of all, admit that you're a sinner. Secondly, be willing to turn away from your sin and change the way you think and act. Repent of your sins. Then believe that Jesus died for you and was buried and rose from the dead. And then through prayer, invite Jesus into your heart and life to become your personal Savior. That, in a nutshell, is the way that you give your life to Jesus Christ. He said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before the Father. So having an intimate marriage relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is the absolute most important thing that you will ever do.
It is, folks. And we often say this on Exploring the Word, Jesus is as close by as a prayer. And he really, really is. Brother Tim, every now and then people, they'll email or call, or I'll meet people on the road and they'll say, you know, but I've done this or that. I've been a really bad person. Could God still save me? Do you know what Jesus said in John 6:37? He said, the one who comes to me, I will in no way reject.
Amen.
And whatever you have done, or however, you know, bad your conscience is weighing over you, Jesus can forgive you. Tim, we've done over 2 dozen prison crusades.
Praise God.
Been to death row in Virginia multiple times, and God can save anyone who will turn to Jesus in repentance and faith. As Tim said, repentance means to turn from sin to Christ, and you admit, you call out to God, and his arms are open for you, folks. Say, Lord, I admit that I am a sinner. I've known the right, I've done the wrong, and Lord Jesus, I am sorry for my sins. But this is so key, folks. The Son of God, perfectly righteous, sinless, Jesus, God incarnate, he was qualified to be nailed to the cross for you. He was able to bear our sin on the cross. And here's the thing. If you paid for your sin, that would mean hell eternally separated from God. But you can accept, even right this morning, you can accept that Jesus paid for your sins. And his righteousness becomes yours. That's Romans 4:5. And if you will turn to Christ even right now and do this, you can make sure that you're ready to meet God. The Bible calls it being born again. Wouldn't you like to have a do-over? Sure. Well, you can have that fresh start right now today by putting your faith in Christ. And Tim, I know time runs away here, sadly. That's why we're doing the Truth for Youth Bibles. And in fact, in about 5 minutes, I'll be up in front of all the teenagers sharing just what you and I are talking about. Tim, one more time, tell us about the Truth for Youth Bibles and how this message is for all people, for all ages, and we especially want America's teenagers to hear and know about Jesus.
Yes, Alex, this is the 26th annual National Truth for Youth Bible Week on American Family Radio, where that we are giving Bibles away to young people ages 13 to 18 years old who will commit to give the Truth for Youth Bible to their friends in school that don't know Jesus. And they can go to tfy.org, tfy.org, and get one Bible per teenager, per household, and help us get 65,000 Bibles into the hands of young people all across America as we take back what the devil has stolen from our school systems.
Amen. Brother Tim Todd, thank you. I know we'll be hearing from you during this week. We're glad that you've been with us this morning. This is Alex McFarland. And folks, the gospel is the most important thing. I want to challenge you to pray for our nation. Pray for revival. Pray for the Holy Spirit to move. And then remember, if you're a Christian, every one of us, our assignment is to be an ambassador for the gospel. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned to AFR. May God bless you, and let's make it a great day in the Lord.
Preborn has rescued over 400,000 babies from abortion, and every day their network clinics rescue 200 babies' lives. Will you join Preborn in loving and supporting young moms in crisis? Save a life today. Go to preborn.com/AFR.